Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And my guest today, Rachel Albrecht. Man, there's a lot of Albrechts around.
There are a lot of Albrechts around.
Now, you married an Albrecht.
I'm married to Steve Albrecht, yes.
Steve, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, good guy, Steve.
Very good.
How did you and Steve get together? In high school?
I was right out of high school, yeah. So by chance, I happened to see him at the IGA parking lot.
You spotted him and said,
Yeah. I said, what's going on tonight? And he said, I don't know, jump in with me. And I said, okay, and just, that's how it worked.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
He just picked you up out of the parking lot.
Well, we knew each other from church and other places, but yeah.
Okay, so was that your first date?
Technically, yes.
What'd you do? Where'd you go?
We crashed a wedding reception, I believe.
Oh my, that's funny.
Yeah.
So you guys, did you continue to date from that point on?
Oh yeah, yep.
Yep.
From then on.
And then you found yourselves madly in love with each other.
I was a little slower than that, but yes, pretty much.
Okay, how long before that first date and when you got married, how long did you date?
Probably 3 years, but I was only 18, so I'm still in college. So
yeah, you were young.
Yep.
Right. And you have 6 children.
Yes. Yep.
You don't look like you'd have 6 children.
Yeah. Oh, we do.
How old are the children?
So our oldest is 21 and our youngest is 9.
Mm, that's a nice mix.
Yeah. About every 2 years.
I bet things are lively.
There is always something going on. Always something.
Yes. And you say 5 girls.
Yes.
And 1 boy.
Yes.
All right. Let's go down the names. Because maybe they're listening. Maybe they want to listen. We'll go from favorite on down. I mean, does a mother and a father really ever have a favorite?
No. No. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. You love them all.
That's right.
In different ways.
In different ways, but definitely, yes.
And they all got their own personality.
100%. 100%.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
You would think they would be all alike, but they're not.
No, and you parent each one differently, that's for sure.
Yes. I heard something years ago where the reason that that happens is because every child at rate has been, you know, that grows up, they're actually growing up in a little bit different household. Everything changes with another child.
I would 100% agree with that.
Yeah. The first one versus the last one.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
See if you... Without any notes off the top of your head, I'm going to have you go from the oldest to the youngest.
Okay. Well, Gracie's 21, Darcy's 19, Maya is 16, Ada's 14, Sam's 12, and Josie's 9.
All right. You did it.
I did it.
Yes. Now, with Steve, was he a lot of help raising the kids?
For sure. Oh, yeah. He's a good dad.
Yep. Yeah. He seemed like a good dad.
Yep.
Easy going.
Very easy going until they turn about teenagers. He might get a little bit of a temper with teenagers.
Yeah. So, you live on a farm.
We do. Yep.
And you also worked as a dental hygienist.
Yes.
How was that job?
Great. I worked for almost 20 years, and I was very lucky to get to work for 2 really great local dentists, Dr. Leisman in Carrollton and Dr. Harice in Greenfield.
Okay. And every day, cleaning teeth, is that basically, what do you do, dental hygiene? Clean teeth?
Clean teeth.
Is there anything else you do?
I mean, you do different. I mean, that's the gist of what you do, yes, is the oral hygiene side of it.
In those 20 years, how did you see things change as far as being a hygienist?
Oh, I mean, the technology changed a lot from when I started to when I ended. You know, the computerized different things that you could do with the computers. Just taking your notes. And, you know, I started off with, you know, doing everything by hand. And by the time you're done, a lot of my friends that are still in hygiene, I mean, they're doing everything with the computer and the cameras. And so there's a lot with the technology that's come a long way.
And I know it's important. I've read that it's important. But how important is it to keep your teeth clean and to have your teeth cleaned regularly by
there's a lot of things that it's your overall health. It helps with your overall health. And there's things in your mouth. I mean, if you have inflammation in your mouth, there might be inflammation in other parts of your body. So it's definitely a good thing to keep that inflammation down in your mouth, and it'll help with your overall health.
So, of course, Steve is in the crop insurance business.
Yes.
And you both farm.
Yes.
You both raise, you're raising the kids.
Yes.
And you're in it for 20 years.
Yep.
And now you've resigned out of that, what, a few years ago?
Yeah, about 3 years ago. Josie was in kindergarten. And so, yep. My boss, Dr. Harise, he retired. So I just went ahead and was ready to stay home full time with help Steve with the crop insurance and do more with my flower business.
Yes. And you have a new business that you're kicking off.
Yes.
Called the Berdan Garden Flowers.
Yes. Yes.
And it's in Berdan.
Yes. 3 miles east of.
I hear it's on the old Don Muntz farm.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Yes. Had Don Muntz in here as a vet.
Yeah, I listened
to his interview.
That. Yeah.
Very nice guy.
Oh, gosh. Great family.
Yes. And his wife, Doris, very yes. nice. And so you know them well.
Yes. Yep. We speak to them regularly.
Okay. So you went from cleaning teeth to going in the flower and the garden business. And I understand that you had your own greenhouse, a small one.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a big one, but you
yes.
did have a small one.
Yes.
So tell me about the small one, how you enjoyed that small one. What even got you into wanting to have a small greenhouse?
Well, it's just about 12 foot by 12 foot. And it's just, you know, in the wintertime, the winter blues kick in, and it's just nice. No matter how cold it is outside, if the sun's shining, it could be 70 degrees in that little bitty greenhouse. And it just, the sun.
It's kind of like a sauna?
Sort of. It can be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your small greenhouse, what'd you raise?
I did a lot of just, you know, flowers but vegetables. You did some tomatoes and peppers and things that you'd put out. Just basically the stuff that gets stuff going to get out in your own garden.
So in your little greenhouse that you had, so you had vegetables all year long?
Well, it was more getting them going so they were ready to plant out as soon as you could plant them outside.
Okay.
Yep.
And your flower business, so you had flowers all year long?
Again, it was just getting an early start, kind of getting a jump start so you could get them outside earlier.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, in that flower business where you had the small greenhouse, who did you sell these flowers to, or what happened to these flowers?
So the flowers, the cut flowers and the flower gardening, we had a local farmer's market in Carrollton, and so that's kind of where I started growing them that first year, just pretty basic flowers, sunflowers, celosia, basil, zinnias. And just made up bouquets and took them into the farmer's market. But then this last year, Amy Pembroke at Sweeter Side, she let me take bouquets in there. And people would go into the Sweeter Side and they'd pick up their bouquets and while they got something sweet, a treat. And it was kind of a nice deal.
Yeah. And put a bouquet, which most of the time you'd give them to somebody or put them on a table.
Yeah.
Or
yep.
Flowers are nice.
They make people happy.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. They're just bright and they smell really sweet. It's just, they make me happy.
You ever do any flowers like for weddings or anything like that?
I have. Now, I didn't take any weddings for this particular summer, but that's mostly because my own daughter is getting married on June 7th. And so we kind of are focusing on her wedding.
The oldest daughter?
Yes, Gracie, yep.
First one to get married?
First one to get married, yep.
Oh, shoot. So you're taking care of all the flowers there?
Oh, yes, yep, yep. We're doing it all. It's exciting.
But the small greenhouse just wasn't enough for you.
No.
You just, like, I've got to have a bigger greenhouse.
Oh, you could fill that thing up pretty fast.
But now you've put together this 24 by 60 greenhouse.
Yes.
Which is pretty good size.
Yeah. It feels like it, but I filled it up pretty fast too.
Do you? And you're getting this greenhouse started and you're going to do, again, cut flowers.
Yes.
You're going to raise flowers.
Yep.
And plants, sell plants, vegetables for
yes.
people to put in their gardens.
Yes.
And raise them. You're not necessarily raising vegetables like to sell tomatoes,
no,
just tomato
nope.
plants.
Nope, just the plants for you to take home and do your own gardening.
Let's see. And how was it getting this big greenhouse built? You showed me pictures of it.
Yes.
And it's looked like quite a deal.
Yeah, there was more to it. You know, you start looking at pictures and you're like, oh, that's not a big deal. But it took a lot of different expertise And we luckily were able to work locally with a lot of local people helping us get this thing built.
So is this something, could somebody have a greenhouse this size for themselves? Or if you're going to have a greenhouse this size, you better be moving some flowers.
Vegetables. It's probably a little bigger than your hobby greenhouse person.
Okay. And is it like have a concrete floor?
Actually, no. We just did like a base, like a gravel base.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have to, do you have to heat it?
Oh, yes. Yep. We've got two big heaters, one on each side. Southside Hardware came out. My brother-in-law, Brad, actually works, and he put the heaters in for us and got those going.
Yeah. Okay, if you're just joining us, I have Rachel Albrecht with me, and she's opening up a new place, Burdan Garden Flowers. I understand it's 3 miles east off of 67 on the Burdan Road, the old Don Muntz farm. And did you say you had some help? Like you were telling me something about the greenhouse, that you had a crew that was going to come in and build it, but then they didn't show up?
Well,
and you had to
get
your neighbors to help you, or what? What happened?
I mean, pretty much anybody that would show up to help, we called some local people, contractors, Steve Carter and Dave Racy and Wayne Dodson came, and they kind of got things squared up for us and kind of got the structure part done. And then when we put the plastic on, it was definitely calling in every family member or neighbor that would stop. One neighbor stopped, and he kind of was like, "What are you guys doing?" And like, "Well, go change your clothes. We need help." And he did.
Well, especially because for the listeners, it has like a metal frame, right?
Yes.
And then there's like two layers of heavy-duty plastic that go over top of it.
Yes.
And there's enough ultraviolet rays to get through there to get enough heat.
Yes.
But handling that plastic out in, if you had it out there, it's always windy, right?
Yes. So that was a big thing. We started early enough in the morning and we kind of watched the wet. We got that really lucky. We got that warm spell that first weekend of February. And so we knew we needed, so we had planned on it that Saturday, and then the wind picked up and that thing, it's just like a parachute.
Oh, yeah. So how did you do it? Did everybody get lined up?
And
you had to get it over top of the frame. How did that happen?
Yeah, so actually we had the kids' baseballs and softballs, and we took a rope and we kind of put the plastic over the ball and tied the rope to it, and then everybody went down the line, and you just easily eased that plastic over the top of the structure. And then there's wiggle wire is what you call it, and you basically put that wiggle wire in the channel lock, and it anchors that plastic down. So
is there any risk, though, if we, like, how about this big storm we had recently where we had, you know, almost tornado weather? I mean, were you worried to death?
Oh, we were very worried about that.
I bet.
My husband, Steve, went by like two different times, just kept looking like, is it still there? Is it even still there?
All that work.
Yes. And we had literally just gotten it done in the last month, and then we get this huge windstorm. And then not just the wind picking it up, but, you know, something blows off of a tree or a building and it's like pierce the plastic, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it weathered the storm. It made it through. So we're okay.
Were you down on your knees praying?
I was, yeah. Honestly, I was more like talking to my insurance agent that morning. How are we covered?
Okay. So, when are you taking off? When's this gardening, Burdan's Garden Flower Center? Yes. When is this kicking off?
So April 11th is going to be our opening day, and that's a little early for bedding plants and things, but I'll have some cooler season vegetables, your broccoli and cauliflower, your cabbage, those types of things, and that'll be for sale. And then
Just the plants,
yeah. I mean, all of it, anything there, if you want it, you can buy it. it's just a little early to put hanging baskets or decorative porch pots. You kind of want to wait till it warms up just a little bit.
And you'll have flowers.
Lots of flowers.
Lots of flowers.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're going to open, you said, April 11th.
Yes. Yep.
What time? 6 a.m.?
No. No, not quite that early. I'm thinking 9 a.m. We'll work probably 9 to 6. All my hours will be on my website. But, just go be there at 9 a.m. in the morning. And
what day is that?
That's a Friday.
It's a Friday. So you're opening up. You're ready to do business.
Yes.
Flowers and plants. And then you're going to run that operation till June 1st, did you say?
Yes. Yep. That's my plan, is kind of get through Memorial Day weekend and then we'll call it good, because then we have to plant the mums.
Yeah. Then you plant the mums.
Yes. Yep.
And do you plant the mums in the greenhouse?
No. Nope. Mums are planted, all that's completely outside.
And that's, but do you have them, you buy them ahead of time? You have little mums?
Yes. They're like little cuttings, basically. We call them, I always call them plugs. But yep, you come, they're about 2 inches tall. And
but are you keeping them in the greenhouse?
Nope.
Nope. Where do they stay? Where are they at?
So you grow the mums the way that we grow them. We have an irrigation system and it's all outside. And so we put like a black plastic down as a weed barrier. And so you grow the mums directly in the pots that you're going to sell them in.
Okay. Yep. And then you take those mums and you get them planted and then they grow up, or do you grow them in the pots?
You grow them directly in the pots. Yep.
Okay. And then you're ready to sell mums to all the mums out there.
Yes.
All the mummies and daddies.
Yes. Anybody that wants them, I have mums. Yep. You're ready about Labor Day weekend.
And what will you sell a pot of mums for?
Usually about our 8-inch pots, we sell them for like $10. And then we've got some 14-inch pots. Those are the tricolors, the three colors in one pot. And we'll sell those for around $30.
Mm-hmm. Do you take the mums out anywhere, like to stores, like grocery stores or anything,
sell
some mums?
So the biggest place that we sell most of ours is Green County Days on the Carroll. And we are always on the Carrollton Square, right there on the north side of the square, and people can drive right up to us and we can load their cars, but that's been our biggest sales outlet. We've probably been selling mums there 8 years, I believe, or this is our 8th season, I guess.
So you, as a green thumb, you know, I mean, you're quite the gardener. That's the word on the street, especially in Berdan.
Yeah, I guess.
What are your favorite flowers to grow, fresh cut flowers? What do you love?
Oh, so I like the hard stuff. I like a challenge. I like the challenge of growing different things. And so one of the things I love, it's they're always ready about mid-July, is Lysianthus. It's my favorite cut flower. But they're not easy.
Could you say that one more time?
Lysianthus.
Lysianthus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are they like?
They remind you of a rose. They're not a rose. I have tried roses. I'm not a master at those yet. I have not figured those out yet.
Are they thorny?
The Lysianthus? No.
Oh, well, that's a plus for me.
Yes, yes. And they last in a vase I've had Lysianthus that'll last in a vase, fresh cut, probably 3 weeks. They last a long time.
Okay. How about, what other favorites do you have that you're really good at?
Well, I don't know if I'm good at them. Like I said, I enjoy growing the difficult stuff, the hard stuff. Ranunculus is another. It's a spring flower, and I like it.
You like to grow flowers that are hard to pronounce.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, what's this one you grow?
Ranunculus. It's a spring flower, but it's a tough flower to grow. It likes to stay cool. It doesn't, you know, once it gets to be about 80 degrees outside, that thing will quit blooming.
You know why you like to grow tough flowers? You know why?
Why?
Because you're a mother of six with five girls and one boy. I mean, you grew a tough family. That's hard to do. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on. So
yeah, my kids kind of joke around with me. They're like, sometimes you like your flowers more than you like us, Mom. I'm like, they don't talk back.
Okay. Is there, what is the flower that you grow, but it's on the bottom of the list?
Oh.
You grow it, you feel like you have to grow it. Well, you just soon not grow it, but you do.
But you grow it because you have to? I don't know.
Because people want it?
Because people want it. I mean, there's some things that you have to grow, and I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of the one I always say I have a love-hate relationship with, but I don't know. I mean,
petunias?
Petunias.
Tulips?
Tulips. Tulips are tough.
Are they?
Yeah, last year wasn't a good year for tulips. I don't know. We got a warm spell in February, and then they came up, and then they got super cold again. I don't know. They were just...
Well, let's say I wanted to be a gardener,
mm-hmm.
right? Which mm-hmm. I'm not. But if I wanted to be, what would be the key things that I would need to do and need to know to be successful?
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to think what to tell you to do the best. I have learned a lot that a lot of things depend on your soil. That's one of the biggest things is having, you know, people throw things in and their soil is not that great. I've learned to add compost to things is amazing. It makes things grow well.
You know what I did learn to do though? Whenever I had George's Brenda got the flowers out there, you know, and she got them going.
Yep.
And the first year or so, somebody else was watering them. And then finally I decided I would take over watering.
Yes.
And I was hard on them at the beginning. But then after a while, I finally caught on how to water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I could do. I could water. Mm-hmm. But then that was really interesting. I saw myself, you know, each one of these different flower pots with the different flowers was just like a, you know, like a different, not a person, but they kind of felt like one, you know.
Yes.
You give them this, I know you want this amount of water, so this is what I'm gonna give you. And you could just,
yes,
it's kind of,
it's a thing.
That it is a thing.
Yes,
it
they're all super particular. So yeah, once you figure those things out, that's half the battle.
Well, Rachel, believe it or not, we've run out of time. And I know you got to get back to the garden.
Yes, I do.
Thanks for coming in today. Tell Steve hi, and maybe we'll see you in Berdan.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Take care.